Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia is under intense scrutiny by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Not only has it been named a country of particular concern, but also the U.S. CIRF commissioner told the government to stop equating peaceful religious behavior with terrorism. Mission Eurasia's Paul Tokarczuk says, take, for example, the Jehovah's Witnesses ban. Under that logic, who will be next? Mission Eurasia's already preparing for a challenging future, though. They're training young church leaders through Schools Without Walls and a next-gen initiative.
More than ever, Russia needs the Word of God, and especially young generation. And please pray that this upcoming summer, we will reach several thousand kids through Bible Camp Ministry.
But this doesn't happen without everyone helping. Links on how you can pray, give, or go are at our website. And what if one project could reach more than 50 million people with the gospel of Christ? Bernard Oosterhoff of Transworld Radio says the Bonaire Power Up project is going to do exactly that.
Currently, we are broadcasting with 100 kilowatts, and we will increase it to 450 kilowatts. And with that, we will basically double our reach.
That means quality Christian radio across Cuba, into Colombia, and Brazil. The project started in 2014, and now the last transmitter is on its way.
When I see the towers of Transworld Radio here on Bonaire, I see really that the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of His hands.
But it still needs funds before it can be completely finished. And TWR is asking for your prayer and support in the final months of this project. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.